Christian Audio presents Honest Worship, From False Self to True Praise, by Manuel Luz. Narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo. Chapter 1. Holy Smoke. Then he was told, "Go stand on the mountain at attention before God. God will pass by." A hurricane wind ripped through the mountains and shattered the rocks before God. But God wasn't to be found in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But God wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire. But God wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. When Elijah heard the quiet voice, he muffled his face with his great cloak, went to the mouth of the cave, and stood there. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. The Message. My teenage son, Justin, had been invited to an area church by a friend. Since he had grown up as a PK, pastor's kid, and had never been to a megachurch like this before, I wondered what impression it might give him. Sure enough, soon after his experience, Justin asked me a question. Why do they need smoke machines in church? There was much I could have said in that moment. I could have contrasted different philosophies of ministry, especially in relation to the seeker movement in our postmodern culture, and explain how some view the Sunday service as having components of both worship and evangelism. I could have articulated the differences between entertainment and engagement, and how the two, while they may look similar, are very different in intent and outcome. And I could have passionately shared my deeply held convictions on worship theology, what it means to come before the throne of God as the people of God, the bride and the bridegroom, the community of believers with the community of the Godhead. But I didn't. Instead, I simply replied, "Well, technically, you need the smoke machines to be able to see the lasers." The State of the Art. Generalizing broadly, worship in a number of churches today is a far cry from that of previous generations. Computer-controlled concert lighting, digital automated sound systems, high decibels, and high-definition screens create a dynamic, multi-sensory experience. On the expansive platform, talented musicians command center stage, performing the current worship songs with note-for-note perfection, underscored by click tracks and drum loops. Ushers greet people warmly, offering earplugs along with the bulletins. There's an emphasis on branding, social media, and corporate organization. There may even be a hipster self-awareness that permeates the room, an anti-fashion fashionableness. These churches, which some refer to as attractional model, carefully and purposefully design high-impact experiences to attract people to their weekend services. With roots that trace through the seeker movement of the 80s and 90s, they understand that high production values and marquee personalities both attract non-believers and retain believers. High-tech media and pop style are the vernacular of modern culture and can be used to effectively speak into that culture. And to these churches' credit, many people come and worship God, mature as Christians, and share their faith. Smaller churches, which often sit in the shadows of their neighboring megachurches, are also swept into the slipstream of this cutting edge. Small and medium-sized churches are often caught in the whirlwind of trying to modernize technology, media, facilities, web presence, and talent. Even volunteer worship leaders feel the pressure to sound like the record when they lead worship. Due to the explosion of the worship industry in the last decade, from CDs to radio airplay to major concert tours, musical selection in worship services has become more important than ever. People want to hear their latest favorite worship songs. And while the worship wars of the previous generation are generally a distant memory, we are still jounced by their wake. Hymn books, pipe organs, and choirs have become anachronisms. Some churches have settled on separate services, providing traditional and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?